Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
And we'll get to the plastic men in just a second. And I got a report came in from our friend Blaine Salter. But, and I did want to just briefly mention parts of his report. It says, Old River Morganza's producing really big socolay right now. All you got to do is go about 200 yards in front of Old River Landing. You can pick up, 15 to 20 a day. You also find them in about 12 to 15 feet of water. And I'll probably get to this report again at another time. But let me bring in the plastic man, Captain Ryan Lambert. And Ryan, we were talking about stocking bass in Louisiana, and somebody came up with the idea of peacock bass. I think you fish peacock bass, huh?
I have, and they're very, very aggressive fish, too. They, when their fry is in the water, they will attack anything that comes near them.
Probably wouldn't work in Louisiana, though, huh? Isn't it real warm water fish?
I don't think we ought to stock anything that's not indigenous per se. You know that kind of fish. You know, that's just it just leads to the depletion of other species because they're so aggressive.
Yeah, I don't know that they would survive. I think they're pretty much a warm water fish to begin with.
Yeah, because they weigh down by Miami, but they don't go further north than a certain line there because of the weather.
Yeah. I got another question that came in, too. Some fishermen have been seeing some posted signs around the Neptune Pass area, which you are very familiar with, and
yes.
They're wondering if that's only to keep fishermen out during the duck season, or is that because they're, to keep people out altogether. It doesn't specify on the signs.
Well, those guys right there, they have like 20-something cameras in there, and anybody goes in there, they have the police waiting when you get back. They don't want anybody fishing in there. They don't want anybody doing nothing in there.
Is that legal? I mean, is these man-made private canals, or is it open water?
There's pipeline canal. Where the ones that I see is a pipeline canal because it's straight as an arrow,
Mm-hmm.
So it's man-made. So I don't know if they want it like that. I don't know.
I guess it'll have to eventually be worked out in the courts. But, if it's only doing duck season, most fishermen understand
that.
It's
all the
time. Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Yeah, they have people. They come running. it's a strange deal.
Yeah.
I think they bought that land. So, everybody's buying everything up down there. It's getting really weird.
Yeah. Well, what's going to really throw a wrench into all of that is when the restoration starts working, and it has been working. Who owns the property that's been funded, through taxpayer money and special funding?
Yeah. Well, there's, as the land erodes, it goes to the state when it goes to water. So
yeah. So when it comes back,
what's going to happen when it reverses?
Yeah, that's a question.
I'm going to build the land, and I'm going to let the young people fight over that. I'm going to be dead by the time it happens.
But that'll be somebody else's problem.
By the time that war starts, the land is building like crazy. So we'll see. I'm in Nashville, Tennessee, right now, coming back from Canada.
Oh, okay.
It was good, but not as good as in past years. I didn't see the big funnels of ducks like I normally see up there. Mm-hmm. You can tell the duck populations are down. You can tell just by just what you're seeing.
Did you find any geese?
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of geese. Yeah. Now, the snows, they still had a few snows up, but most of the snows left already. Big, you know, giant honkers, but those are so much fun. Good grief.
Yeah, it's a shame we don't really have those anymore, you know, other than the resident populations of them. Well, you know, they had them. They used to come to Louisiana in big numbers, and then back in the early 60s is when they intentionally short-stopped them, and it went on. It passed it down to genetics to where they just don't migrate down here anymore.
I wonder why they did that. You know, why would you do something like that?
Because they wanted to keep them up there. they didn't want to share them with the coastal area, you know. So
that's so ridiculous.
Yeah, well, some of it's going on today, too, with ducks, so that's a whole other...
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I mean, it's money agreed. That's all it is, just like down here with the land and stopping the restoration. I mean, it's just crazy these days, but I'm going to keep fighting it. You can bet on that.
Yeah, well, I know you will. We got another fight coming up, too, with the menhaden industry, the pogey boats. I haven't seen the actual resolution, but what I'm hearing is they want to come in even closer. You know, I guess they're proud of that study that was done and said they didn't catch enough fish. They need to catch more.
Well, you know, there's politics involved in it, or it would never be rescinded. So, you know, the people are going to have to stand up.
Yeah,
you know, just like with my zone thing with the ducks, they said the majority rules. You know, the majority of people wanted to keep it the same. Well, the majority of people don't want the menhaden boats close too. So, you know, if you're going to do that for one, you have to do it for everything.
Yeah, well, you know, the menhaden industry, I think, could kill their golden goose by doing this, because they had reached an agreement. Now they want to back out of it. And you look at Florida, you look at Alabama and Mississippi and Texas, and, you know, we're the ones that give up everything. Nobody else. They don't want to allow it. And, you know, we'll see what happens with it. I think they might have opened a big can of worms that anacondas are going to come out of.
I think they swatted a hornet's nest on this one, because when you go back on you know, reneging on the deal, you know, that's... You got some coonass really ticked off right now, I can tell you that.
Right. I know I've heard from them too. Well, look, enjoy yourself up there in Nashville. When you going to be back home?
Today. I'm on my way home by 11 o'clock.
Okay, well, look forward to getting you back home. Hope you arrive safe. We got a front waiting for you when you come down here too.
Yeah, I know. It's a nasty one too.
Yeah. Well, have a good one. Thank you for the report, and we'll check in with you next week.
All right, my buddy. See you soon.
All right, Captain Ryan Lambert. He's our CajunFishingAdventures.com. You can reach him there. All right, when we come back after this, we're going to be talking to Gene and also Emil about the Louisiana Wildfowl Festival. Might be a nice place to go on a rainy weekend. We'll tell you why right after this on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.